You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to help you set your lineups for week four next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier on the Thursday, September 29th episode to talk about some of the toughest start sit calls for week four. And we've got to start with running backs because we've got a bunch of potentially pretty serious injuries to top 12-ish type running backs. You've got David Montgomery dealing with that ankle sprain. You got Dalvin Cook with the shoulder. DeAndre Swift also has a shoulder injury. And then we learned on Wednesday that Christian McCaffrey is dealing with a thigh or quad injury. He didn't practice Wednesday. Matt Rhule didn't make it sound super serious when he was talking about it on Wednesday, but we have to account for the possibility that maybe Christian McCaffrey may not be available this week, which would be bad for my teams, in particular, Dan. I don't know about you, but let's talk about the replacement options there. You've got Jamal Williams. You've got Alexander Mattison, Khalil Herbert, and probably Deontay Foreman. Do you think, first of all, do you think Deontay Foreman would be the guy if Christian McCaffrey was out?
What we've seen so far is a little bit of a more of a mix than I expected. I think Foreman would be the lead guy there, but I don't feel like he would be the, it's not what we had last year or 2 years ago, I should say, with Mike Davis there.
Okay. Yeah. So Chuba Hubbard also working in for the Panthers. Let's assume all four of those guys are out this week. I don't know if they will be. It's still only Wednesday when we're recording this. We'll know more by Friday and then obviously by Sunday. Doesn't help that Dalvin Cook is playing at 9:30 on Sunday morning Eastern time with that London game for the Vikings. So that's another complication we're going to have to keep in mind. But let's assume for the sake of this that all four of them are out. Between Khalil Herbert, Alexander Mattison, Jamal Williams, and Deontay Foreman, who would you rather start? And then let's rank them.
Yeah. My start out of those would be Khalil Herbert. The Giants run defense showed its true colors last week against the Dallas Cowboys without Leonard Williams in the game. They simply don't have the personnel to do this thing. They stacked the box. They played only one high safety, and they still got trampled on in the run game. So the Bears, not a great pass-blocking offensive line, great run-blocking offensive line so far. So Herbert, to me, not only is the best talent of that bunch that you mentioned, but at the same time might have the best situation.
Yeah, I think how high would you rank him at running back if David Montgomery's out this week?
He's top 12 for me for sure. I think he probably busts into my top 10.
Yeah, I think if Dalvin Cook is out, Alexander Mattison is also going to be a top 12, maybe top 10 running back for me. Jamal Williams is going to be close. You know, I don't know if he has the pass catching role. I think Craig Reynolds is going to be involved, but the Lions are running the ball exceptionally well. 5.9 yards per carry. They're mauling people on the run game. Frank Ragnow was on he didn't practice Wednesday, so that'll be something to watch. But yeah, I think all three of those guys, Jamal Williams, Khalil Herbert, and Alexander Mattison, top 15-ish running backs for week four if they got the opportunity. Would you start Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Damian Pierce over any of those guys?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't think so. It's crazy to say, but I don't
the replacements,
think so. Yeah. Definitely not Pierce.
Not Deontay Foreman. I think that's the one. He'd be more like an RB3 for me.
I'm not into Deontay Foreman at all. I just have no faith in the Carolina Panthers offense. We've talked about this a bunch at length. But I will say this, as far as Pierce goes, he's someone I'm not looking to start either this week because I think there's a decent chance that game script goes really awry for them, and then we just see a ton of Rex Burkhead.
Yep. Damian Pierce, not quite the passing downs guy yet. Let's move on to quarterback. Who would you rather use this week? Speaking of people you can't trust, Carson Wentz let us all down last week. Who would you rather use this week, Tom Brady or Carson Wentz?
Yeah, it's Brady for sure for me. I think we saw a little spark of what it can be with Brady on that last drive. I don't know why it took the Bucs so long to get into no huddle, because that's been Brady's, something he's been great at his whole career, but apparently they just wanted to wait until they had to. And on the flip side of that, man, I don't know what's going on with people's expectations of this Dallas defense, but it's really, really freaking good. I don't know why people think this is a better matchup than last week. Eagles defense is great too, but this is going to be another rough one for Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz struggles with the pass rush, struggles with his decision making. If you can spook him, he can really get off target. So I think that this is going to be another tough game for him. Remember, he was he sacked 9 times
He was sacked nine times, and not just that, the Cowboys actually pressured the Giants more than any team has in a single game. That's a bad combo for once.
Yeah, Micah Parsons looks pretty good right now.
He's filthy.
Let's walk, move over to wide receiver before we go. Would you give DJ Moore another try? Or go with one of these waiver wire options like Zay Jones or Mac Hollins, who you might have added, or even, you know, Romeo Dubs?
So if McCaffrey's out of the game, it actually makes me less so likely to play DJ Moore, because then there's even more defensive attention focused around their only playmaker. So that I would bench him for a Zay Jones type or a Mac Hollins if Renfro is out type.
Yeah, Renfro didn't practice Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think he's going to play. Now, it's funny because Heath is typically on this exact Wednesday at 15-5, and we assume he would have a different answer for this as boy DJ Moore. But, man, I can't come around to it, especially if McCaffrey's out and there's more defensive attention focused on him.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I've still got DJ Moore as a top 30 wide receiver, but it's there's a lot of faith involved there, not a lot of evidence. So, you know, that doesn't make me feel great. And I don't know, maybe you don't feel great about too many of your lineup choices with all the injuries right now, but we're going to keep you up to date on everything you need to know right here on Fantasy Football Today all throughout the week. Be sure you listen to the full episodes of Fantasy Football Today, and we'll see you next time for the next episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.